Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey everyone, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. You guys are in for a treat today. You have the opportunity of getting to know Vince Green. Vince, welcome to the show.
Dave, thank you very much for the invitation. I'm excited to be here. This is amazing, and I'm super pumped to be working with you today.
To me, it's so much fun, especially, you know, a lot of people go, gosh, I think I know Vince. Well, you probably do know Vince because he's been around for a long time with ClickFunnels. Going into the seventh year, over 6 years now. And yeah, I think one of the main things is, again, he's our director of our coaching right now for our Two Comma Club coaching and everything else we have going on there, and just been doing an amazing job. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Again, if you want to get involved in our 2CCX, our next time isn't until, we only roll this out four times a year. And so the next one is going to be April. And so right now you're getting this while we're about ready to head down to Mexico with those people who are involved in our 2CCX coaching program, as well as a couple other groups here. And we're super, super excited. The main thing I want to talk to you guys about today, though, is as you start looking at growing and building your business, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different things. But first, Vince, if you don't mind, for those people who may not have met you, tell them a little bit about what got you here and where we're going.
Yeah, Dave, thanks very much. You know, for me, it's been a very unique journey inside of ClickFunnels through my life. I actually started as a customer, which it's amazing because a lot of people at ClickFunnels started as a customer, right? Like if you're an entrepreneur out there and you have people using your services and you're looking for people to hire, look to those people. It's a real opportunity. But back in the day, this was, you know, ClickFunnels was just a little over a year old at that time. So we're talking September, October, 2015. And it was one of those things where, you know, at the time they were looking to grow support and they had an add-on. And I had just come out of probably 3 years of eye-opening times. My life up until 2013 was very corporate, and I had a great careers. It's where I made the transition from the rugged individual to leading teams and taking responsibility for budgets and things like that. And I was done with that because I wanted to be the entrepreneur before my time was up. I wanted to have that success. And like a lot of folks that are listening to this, they're in that phase where, like, what am I supposed to be doing? How am I supposed to be figuring this out? And I didn't have the guidance. And the first thing I found was Russell's book, Dotcom Secrets. And I know that takes people, a lot of you that are listening, back a ways. But when I found Russell's book, and it did its job because it brought me to ClickFunnels. And I was able to sign up. And then I saw, man, Russell's actually looking for people. And my background in corporate was marketing and sales and finance. And I had some really good roles, but I had teams. And now I had to do it. And I knew I was playing the wrong game. And I saw Russell's playing the right game. And he's succeeding at it. And he's willing to bring people in and hire somebody just to run support. I said, you know what? That's my opportunity, is to come in and learn from the inside. And that's really where it all started. Digging in, and then as Expert Secrets book came out, and then Traffic Secrets, and then really just working my tail off, because I don't care where you are, what your role is, if you need to add value, right? That's one of my values, is to add value in every circumstance. And so I was blessed to actually become the first full-time coach for a program that we ran for 3.5 years called ClickStart, where we actually brought people through 9 one-hour sessions, one-to-one, basically to get them started. So it's been a very amazing journey. And just so for everybody listening, all with the support of the man that's hosting this today, because Dave's done an amazing job as a CEO. So just to butter him up a little, but just to let you guys know that it does take, like, you know, at ClickFunnels here, there's a lot of people that are pulling this all together. So that's how I ended up here, Dave. It really was that desire, you know, that we talk about the Epiphany Bridge script. Like, what are those two desires? What did I want to achieve? I wanted to achieve becoming an entrepreneur, right? But then what was that transformation? I really needed to understand this game from the really, truly who I consider the most relevant person to do that at the time. I know that we all have choices, but Russell's so unique in his ability to synthesize a lot of the things that are out there and then put them in a format that we can all use for ourselves, whether we're an entrepreneur, which is a lot of what I do today, or whether you're an entrepreneur and you're outside of your own organization. It's just amazing at synthesizing those.
I'm going to interrupt you here real quick, because I think one of the words you just said, I think it's really important for people to understand, is what is really the difference between an entrepreneur and an entrepreneur?
That's a great question. So first of all, as an entrepreneur, you have the same things that you have as an entrepreneur, right? You have goals. I look at business kind of in two ways. Is it okay if I just kind of break into one of the frameworks that I've used to have success in my business, in the business world for Vince? Has always been looking at kind of business as two facets, the organization and then the individual or individuals, right? And like sometimes, and everything is measured in performance. We have goals and then we go back and we have, you know, we have key performance indicators and, you know, we have these goals. But when we're talking about performance, what are the things that leverage performance for us? Whether you're inside of an organization or you're in your own organization. And so for the organization, when it comes to performance only, because there's a myriad of things that you could go on about running a business, but this is about performance. And the a lot of times we just think we need new skills, we need new knowledge, or we need new experience. But as an individual, it's very hard to have a lot of leverage in that space, right? It's kind of skills, knowledge, and experience. Let's just kind of wrap it up in talent. For any one individual is really difficult. And so it actually has the least amount of leverage on performance. And there's really six things. I break it down really into three areas. The first area for the organization that has the most leverage is the message, right? When Dave, when you as the CEO or these people who own their businesses, when they come in and say, this is what we stand for, this is what we stand against, this is our offer, these are the results, right? They're getting their message out to the market. And that's the one thing that drives from their own team or from themselves and from the market. It's the one thing that can drive performance the best. It has the most leverage, right? As we're pulling on the big stick across the fulcrum, it's the one thing that has the most leverage. And the next thing is really resources, right? So ClickFunnels does such an amazing job at putting resources together, right? So training inside and training outside. And so again, always about performance. How do we kind of move the needle in the right way? How do we get more sales? Or we get more leads? How do we, you know, increase the average order value, whatever it is? It starts with message, and then you look at resources. And then to the marketplace as an organization, you need to provide incentives. What are the incentives that you provide people? And it is about people, because it's people do business, right? So the opportunity then, if you had kind of those three areas, which is message, resources, and incentives, and then you match them up to an individual or individuals, incentives align with motivation. So do you have the right people motivated, right? Is your market motivated to buy what you have? Or are, you know, is your team motivated internally to meet, you know, those goals? Because the incentives are correct. And it's funny, you know, around ClickFunnels, like part of the biggest incentives is just how fast and we grow and the new things come in. And, you know, we don't discard a lot. Like we keep those pillars in. We're just creating more pillars as we move along. So that's been a real key motivation for me. And I think it's important just to kind of describe, well, like if there's an incentive, what is the incentive that ClickFunnels puts out? It really is just this growth trajectory for me. And whether you're inside of ClickFunnels or you're part of One Funnel Away or you're part of Your First Funnel or 2CCX or Inner Circle, it really doesn't matter. Those are you're just on your own and you just love the software. And it's like, and Russell's books and everything is doing that for you. So those are the incentives that are really put out there. And then as you know, the individual grabs the motivations and then, so really then, you know, if you go back to the resources, how do we leverage the resources for performance? You have to have the right capabilities, right? The book Good to Great said, you know, get the right people on the bus, well, the bus is your resources, so we got to get the right people with the right capabilities. Put salespeople in salespeople, put your in salespeople's positions, put accountants in accounts position, and then put coaches in that can do that, and put the creative types right in front of that. So once you've got your resources, then you've got your capabilities, and then the message really lines up with the talent of those people to actually execute on the message. Because the only thing that we focus on every day here at ClickFunnels and our entrepreneurs, whether they're in that first kind of figuring it out or they're successful, the reason that they have performance is that they understand their message. They get to create their message. We create the message here. And then we put those, the skills, knowledge, and experience, or what I call the talent, in behind it. And so if it's performance, if that's what it's all about, how you get the resources, where your message are created from, is very different. This conversation was about how you drive performance, and it's just clarity on message, resources, and incentives for the organization, and then put the people, or more importantly, people's behind it. It's funny how it's the framework that works. It's kind of like Hook's story offer for Russell. It's the framework that works.
I think it's fun as you take a look there. You just went through those three, and those are much more attractive to a lot of the entrepreneurs versus the entrepreneurs. And I think it's an important thing to realize. I've had the opportunity of working with both. And it's some of them, after a while, they're like, you know what, I think I'm going to go do my own thing. I'm like, that's the entrepreneur side. And yet you also have those who are entrepreneurs who are like, man, I've got so many ideas. I want to do all these things. And I want to, how about this? And how about this? And how about this? And at the same time, they're like, I don't want to go do it myself, but I'd love to work with you and our team. And I want to scale this and build this. And for us, it's been such a blessing to have amazing entrepreneurs who are excited about the passion that we have to help and fix and solve as many problems as we can, but at the same time, allow everyone the opportunity of being a part. We've talked for years here about this whole idea that what we do matters. And I think it's important, no matter which direction you go, when you're working with your employees, there's one thing to get employees who are literally, they're just coming in, checking in, checking out, they just want to check and they're done. Those, again, we always look at, am I hiring A, B, or C players here?
Yeah.
For me, it's only about A players. I want as many A players as we possibly can. And especially when those, what we find happens typically, any of your A players, they have a lot of skill sets. They typically are those who are the entrepreneurs. And I think as you look at scaling your own business and you're starting to hire other people and you're starting to grow your business, there's always the attraction to entrepreneurs is more entrepreneurs. And I think that works for a while, but you get to the point where it's like, there's only so many. And it's been a fun journey over the last seven plus years now. But I think the most exciting thing is when you start having the opportunity of finding the right people like Vince, who not only can be the entrepreneur, but now all of a sudden he's managing other people who also are entrepreneurs, and he's helping scale and grow and build that part of the business because he feels like he owns it and he's excited about it. And the numbers aren't just numbers, but they mean something to him. And so as you take a look right now at this whole, our 2CCX program, where we're going, I'm going to kind of transition a little here. I think we were just talking before we recorded this year. I think we have over 137 now who've gone through that, who have hit our 2Comma Club award, which again, yes, means they made over there's 2 commas and $1 million. So they've been able to go through the coaching program, implement all that. And because of that, they've made over $1 million into the business. So I think it's important, if you don't mind, just kind of talk to people a little bit here about what exactly is this 2CCX program and why would it be appealing?
Amazing, Dave. Yes, 137 people. That also means, I'm just going to say this, that there is even more people behind that are closing in on that. Some people are now seeing it, right? They're kind of halfway there. They're in that space. They're like, okay, I know we're going to get there. It's not really rinse and repeat. Like, there's all sorts of things that are really all about this. But we're really focused, like, Two Comma Club X, the 2CCX, has been running since 2018, so we're going into our fourth year now. And we've had the opportunity to really assemble an amazing group of coaches. We've got amazing leadership with Russell and now Allison Prince, Jay Prince is joining us, and we've got all these things. And the reason that 2CCX exists is because you will understand this as entrepreneurs, there's demand for it. There's like, Vince, how can you just hold me by the hand? Can you actually, how do I get a hold of you? How can I get some of your time, Vince, or some of your coach's time? Or how do I get with Russell? Can I get with Russell if I'm in 2CCX? You can. This is the first year that you can actually spend some time with Russell. He actually does a live training with us. And so the opportunity for someone to come into 2CCX is all about making that investment in yourself to grow your business, to grow with other entrepreneurs, right? So I know Russell brought in the six human needs that Tony Robbins talks about, right? So growth and contribution. So, you know, we're very much in both of those, in growth and contribution. But the interesting part really is about the significance or the individual and then the community, right? That's really like, that's the first kind of stop that people have. They come in, they look around, they go, man, there's a whole bunch of people like me. Actually, there's people that are exactly like me. And how are they doing? And these conversations start, right? And then and as we look at this program, why did we put things like open office hours in? Why is the coaching team there, you know, 7 hours a day where you can just show up and a coach is waiting there for you. They might be working with one person. You might be second in line, but that's okay, right? So you literally have Russell's trained 2CCX coaches that are at your disposal from 9 till noon and then from 1 till 5 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And then we also hold live trainings where Russell's doing live trainings on Nail It, which is really for the perfect webinar. Like, where else would you want to find Russell, right? Doing the perfect webinar. If you're doing your webinar, he's the perfect guy to get in there and do some live trainings with. And really, he's changed a lot of people's lives just, you know, by being there. And it's not like, again, we don't have everybody get connected with Russell, but the people that learn from what Russell is working with that individual entrepreneur is amazing. Allison J. Prince is doing the same thing with us on e-commerce. We've got John Parks coming in talking about traffic, Brian Bowman. We run hot seats. We've got Pedro Deo, if you guys are familiar with Pedro and how he's impacted the marketplace with challenges. I mean, it's just brilliant of Russell to bring in people like Pedro, to bring in people like Allison J. Prince, to bring in Brian Bowman and, you know, and make available himself and John Parks. It's just unbelievable. And then we have seven other coaches that have classes. And, you know, every week you can show up with them and you can meet with your peers. And we're constantly adjusting the classes so that you're in a group with your peers. But more importantly, this is all based on frameworks and processes that Russell has identified, that Pedro's identified, that Allison J. Prince has identified. And we, all of the training is in there. You get to do that self-paced and work through it. And we have all the workbooks, we've got checklists, we've got all the sheets that people need to go through it. But we could probably do that in a different program on their own, but that's not what we do here. You then go into the classes, you get into open office hours, you get on with Russell, myself, John Parks, Allison J. Prince, Brian Bowman, you get to go through it, you get to talk it out, you get feedback from everybody else. And it's a program like no other program. It's not one individual standing at the front of the class saying, here's what you need to do, right? Russell recently we had an event called Econ versus Expert. It was a fun couple of days. And Russell opened the whole thing talking about how a lot of time, you know, as entrepreneurs, we want certainty. And that is important. We want all that certainty. But it's really through the uncertainty, that radical imbalance, that things are going to happen for you, right? That's where the growth happens. And so when you unhitch yourself from that certainty and you go into the classes and the open office hours and you're going into live trainings, you're open to new feedback and new opportunities. If there's one thing that I've learned, I didn't realize how open people are to talking about much higher levels than where they're actually at today. Like, it's incredible. You get in with Russell, and Russell's like, hey, Vince, that's really cool. That's really neat what you're working on there. Could we talk about this? Like, what if this? Wouldn't it be amazing, right? And you start to have that conversation, and then someone like Russell's just unfolding it in front of you, and you get it. Like, this is the whole thing. Like, you know, we talk about, like, for, as an entrepreneur, it's all, you're always talking about, like, how can I communicate with my people? Come and hang out with us at Two C's Yugs, and you'll see how you'll become an amazing communicator on your frameworks, and then how to leave people the room to also go and do it and then come back. And that's the beautiful part, right? I mentioned open office hours, that we're there 7 hours a day from 9 to noon and 1 to 5. We have people that come in, say at 9:30, they'll go and they'll do things. They'll be back at 2:20. They're going, hey, coach, how's this? Awesome. What are you going to do next? Right. And let's get that into the marketplace. So there's some just amazing opportunities for people. And then Dave mentioned earlier, Mexico. And like, I know we've all been impacted. We've all had to make adjustments since March of 2020 with COVID and all of the protocols. And really, it's limited a lot of travel and it's made us consider new things. But it's created a lot of opportunity. You know, we're working remotely. We're able to create teams remotely. We're doing business remotely. That's the pluses. But it kind of removed those live events where we can get with, you know, with people like Dave and Russell and Allison J. Prince and Pedro. Like, it, and we're bringing that back. Like, we're doing it. We're actually, as we're filming this, we're about 1 week away from registering everybody for our live event in Mexico. And we're going to be there for 6 days. We have another one coming up in Phoenix, Unlock the Secrets, which is, this is the second time. Dave, when was the first time we did it? 2018 was Denver, right? Or 2019? Yeah. And so this is where we're headed. Like, you know, more live events. That's the world of 2CCX. It's like, you know, it's nobody builds alone. Nobody works alone. And again, if you asked any of us here, any of the coaches, any of the head coaches, if you said, hey, Vince, what do you think of this? And it's like, or hey, Russell, what do you think of this? Like, our opinion might be important to you, but it's really let your market vote, right? We want you going in, split testing, doing all the things that you'll find in dot-com secrets, expert secrets, and traffic secrets, right? Where it becomes very, very tangible, ground level, you know, not even 10,000 foot level, but really ground level work that people are doing. And it's amazing. Sometimes it's difficult to read the tea leaves. That's where the coaches come in. That's where we help you on what can you test. You know, we've had so much success with people. We've had people have $150,000 summits. That's not normal, but it happens. We've had people have $55,000 challenges, webinars. I mean, just the numbers are crazy. But the reality is, it's those that do the work and get themselves there. If you get results for somebody, if you have a mission, you got a purpose, if there's something there, if you've gone through one funnel away or your first funnel, these are the kind of things that, and by the way, if you're on Russell's list, there's no way you're going to miss the opportunity to get into Two Comic Club Live in April. I invite you to consider this. Come and join us. Really, there's no greater experience for an entrepreneur. And then, you know, there is life after TCCX as well, as you go into Inner Circle and you're working directly with Russell. And there's a lot of other things. But I hope that's a... That's a good breakdown of what we're doing every day inside of 2CCX.
So for those of you who are listening, first and foremost, if they wanted to act, what's the domain they need to go to register if they want to find out more about Two Comma Collects?
You can do that today by going to let's spell this out. So twocommaclubx.com. So twocommaclubx.com. twocommaclubx.com. And you could actually register to talk to one of the people, you know, one of our team members about it. We'd love for you to join us for Two Comma Club Live, which is going to be coming up. It's tentatively scheduled for April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And that's the next entry point into that. As Dave said, I think we open this 4 times a year. No need to wait till Funnel Hacking Live. We would love for you to be already up and running and going with us. the program, you know, we have enough coaches to help everybody. We're getting ready for everybody who is set to come into into CCX in April. Some really crazy things that we're doing for that. So one thing about ClickFunnels is that, you know, what was there only gets better tomorrow.
So if you're looking to, first of all, kind of scale and build your own business, one of the main things you got to find out is, am I going to be hiring entrepreneurs? Or am I going to be hiring entrepreneurs? One of the things obviously you're to learn is as you go through our 2CCX, you can find out more about that. But I think one of the most important things here is to realize the importance of really who are the right people you want to have in your business to scale and grow and build it. So if you need more, obviously reach out to Vince. And one of the best ways is to go to tucapaclubx.com and take a look. So Vince, thank you so much for your time. Any other parting words?
Just believe in yourself, believe in your mission and accept it. I mean, I think that's the real thing. We have people that have accepted the responsibility that others won't. That's truly that we have a whole group. If you've accepted the responsibility that other people won't and you're ready to go, we're ready for you.
Sounds great. Vince, thanks so much, bud.
Thanks very much, Dave. Talk to you soon.
All right, I hope you absolutely loved all that we just went through. I think the cool thing for me is as I take a look and think of all the things that 100% of the people who have had success, they all had this one thing in common, and that is they all actually built a funnel. So we decided we'd actually release how people can actually do this. So you can go to yourfirstfunnel.com, and it basically shows everyone how to create your first funnel. If you take a look at all the cool free things that are included in this huge list, is a great thing when you start taking a look at what are the things you want to do when you're building your own business. But definitely you want to go to yourfirstfunnel.com. Here you'll see Russell, where he literally goes through all of the details in this amazing video there. In addition to that, he goes through and we actually give this massive overview of all the free stuff. So realize if this is your first time to try ClickFunnels, you actually get 30 days free. In the past, it's always been 14 days. You get 30 days right now. Plus, you get 14 days of live coaching, plus Russell's 30-day book. I love this book. This is one of my favorites because it actually goes through where you can see 30 other people in different industries, what they would do if they had to start from scratch. And it's like 520 pages, or I mean, just crazy. And they actually send you the book, plus the Funnel Hacker Cookbook, which is just an awesome thing. I remember actually going through all that with Russell in our little kitchen here in the office. But the cool part is he actually goes through every single tiny little thing that you could do. And it's like a cookbook where you just add it into your page that you're building, in your funnel, all that stuff. Plus, 102 insane, done-for-you, ready-to-go funnels. So you can just hit the ground running today. And that's where, again, these are existing funnels. You can just plug them in. Plus, the free headline generator software, which is just awesome because it actually helps you create the headlines, which is so hard for most of us. In addition to that, you get a free list-building secrets training, which goes through all the things as far as how do you build your list. So yeah, you got the headline, but now you also have to have the list of where you're gonna go. We're trying to get everyone to get the first 1,000 people within the first 30 days. Plus, Tony Robbins' private collection, 7 of Tony's trainings. Obviously, I just adore Tony, and the stuff that he's provided for all businesses is just amazing. So you wanna see that. Plus, you also get Dan Kennedy's Herd Building Training Seminar, which is one of my favorites. I absolutely love working with Dan and seeing the stuff that he's done. That was one of my favorite ones. Plus, you also get ClickFunnels Funnel Hacker t-shirt. All this stuff is free. And I just want to make sure that you understand that we want you to go to yourfirstfunnel.com. And that way you can actually see it and go through it, see what's there. And we just want to make sure you guys are having success. So we'll talk to you soon.